More than 800 firefighters are battling a fast-moving wildfire that's already chased some 32,000 residents from their homes near Colorado Springs. One of the fires in Colorado has claimed a woman's life. Joining us now from Denver, Nathan Heffel, reporter with KUNC Public Radio in Colorado. And Nathan, as I understand, the weather is not helping. 101 degrees yesterday.
Right. We've actually had consecutive records above 100 degrees here in Denver. It is tinder dry, meaning there hasn't been rain for quite a while. There were fast-moving thunderstorms that moved through, but those didn't drop a lot of rain. And there have been fires that have been just ignited by lightning in the past couple days.
And at this point, as I understand, at least the Waldo Canyon fire is only 5% contained. That's partly because it is so fast-moving.
Right, exactly. Yesterday, there were winds that shifted numerous times down near Colorado Springs, which caused that fire to actually come back towards suburban areas of Colorado Springs. And when those 32,000 people had to evacuate, it was all over the news. It was definitely something that all of Colorado was watching. And it's what Colorado Springs officials said. It wasn't a matter of if, but a matter of when. It's something they have been very nervous about for the past couple years.
32,000 is a lot of people to suddenly pour into other areas. Where are they all staying?
Well, some of them are staying at local universities. Some are staying at high schools. Interstate 25 in that area was actually closed down for a while so evacuees could leave the area. Even the U.S. Air Force Academy, which is huge down in Colorado Springs, was actually evacuated as flames were closing in on that area.
How long could they be away from their homes at this point, not even knowing if their home has survived or has been burned down?
Right. Well, evacuation orders typically last around 72 hours, so they're not going home today or tomorrow. And again, if flames continue to be in that area, they're not going to be allowed home until fire officials believe it's safe.
Well, at this point, with the fire only 5% contained, that could be up to a week.
Right. And that's definitely an issue for a lot of evacuees, not knowing where they're going. Some maybe be staying at hotels, others with family. But, I mean, think about being out of your home for a week with absolutely maybe a change or two of clothes.
And so we've been talking about the Waldo Canyon fire. There's another fire further to the north as well, correct?
Right. That's the High Park fire in Fort Collins, Colorado. That's burned, my goodness, nearly 90,000 acres and has caused one death. And that fire is still growing, and it's still huge. Now, not endangering very many homes, but there were quite a few that were destroyed earlier in the blaze.
And we are finding out today actually killed one woman.
That's correct, yes.
And do we have the causes of these fires?
Well, the Waldo fire is still under investigation. That's the one in Colorado Springs. The one in northern Colorado appears to have been caused by a lightning strike of a dry, high-based thunderstorm, meaning not a lot of rain, but quite a bit of lightning.
And at this point, I understand from your governor that over half of the available firefighters are in your state at this point.
Right. The air tanker fleet, the U.S. Forest Service tanker fleet, more than half is in the state. And the military has been called up, with military C-130s equipped with special firefighting equipment have also been called up. And that's very rare. That only happens when the entire U.S. Forest Service fleet is in service.
Well, good luck, Nathan. I hope the fires die down soon, and I hope you stay safe. Nathan Heffel, reporter with KUNC Public Radio in Greeley, Colorado. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Joining us from Denver.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.